Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So, Jake, we got some people listening to the show, and we appreciate everybody tuning in because we got some good information on the Bills and Eagles game, because we were talking about how that line felt a little low. Buffalo only favored by 2. They opened at 3. Eagles, it looks like, are going to have Lane Johnson back. They're great offensive linemen. Jalen Carter is going to be back as well. And Nick Sirianni is really good as a road underdog historically. And the Bills, as we know, has been extremely inconsistent this year. You know, I mean, they lost to the Patriots at home as a big favorite. They lost on the road to the Dolphins. They almost lost to the Browns last week, 1-3. Josh Allen also got his ankle twisted in that game a little bit. So I think I'm just going to play the Eagles in a teaser, +8 against Buffalo, and call it a day. I do expect that game to be close, though, and would not be surprised at all if the Eagles end up beating the Bills. Any other games on Sunday that we didn't go over? Week 17 in the NFL. Maybe you have a lean, you have a thought, bet, anything else that you like?
I was going to say, I do think I'm going to have a bet on a game. We touched on it very briefly when we were having our Nashville and Vegas discussion, but I kind of like the over in that Saints and Titans game, just because 39 seems a little low for these two quarterbacks who have at least been playing better/decently. I'm with you, PJ. I am somebody that on my show on 670 The Score Early Odds has been saying I need to stop touching the stove with the Tennessee Titans, because repeatedly this year I've been like, oh, well, they're catching 14. Got to do it. It's too big. And then they just get absolutely mopped and it looks terrible. But for the total, I think with these two quarterbacks, like I said, Ward been playing better the last couple of weeks. Shuck looks actually good. That's one where I'm like, okay, 39.5 feels a little too low there, even though it is going to be a little bit rainy and a little bit chilly. I think they should be able to air it out, because it's also two terrible defenses.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's fair. Again, I want to kind of see what the weather situation is like there in Nashville, but with the way that Shuck has been playing, Cam Ward continues to get better as the weeks go by. I think I could get behind you there on an over. I don't think there's any other Sunday games that initially jump out to me that I would bet. I think Miami.
What, you don't want to talk about Cardinals Bengals, PJ? Come on.
So you know what's funny, Jake? I'm actually left in one of my survivor pools. It's two strikes. So you get two strikes, but I'm one of seven people that only have one strike left, and I'm actually going with the Bengals this week. That's my pick.
Oh, God.
I definitely think I'll be on Arizona +7 this week for hedging purposes. We're definitely going to need the Bengals to win. The team that the Bengals smoked this past week is the Dolphins. I think I kind of like them, +5.5 against the Bucs. So the Bengals were just a 3.5-point favorite on the road against the Dolphins. And now the Bucs are laying 5.5 on the road against the Dolphins. Like, do we think this current version of the Bucs is that much better than Cincinnati? Their offense certainly isn't. Maybe their defense is, but The Bucks have been broken. We all saw this coming. I mean, when they were 5-1 to start the year, they were winning every game by the skin of their teeth. It wasn't sustainable. Now it's caught up with them. They have to win this game to try and keep their playoff hopes alive, because if they lose and Carolina somehow upsets Seattle, Carolina wins the division and the Bucks are out of the playoffs. So it's a must-win game for Tampa. I think the Dolphins, after getting humiliated last week, giving up all those points, people are kind of done with them. I think they bounce back, though, and they play well this week. I just think 5.5 is too many. So I'm leaning towards Tampa. This is not a Bucks team that I want to lay more than 6 points with on the road. I thought last week against the Panthers was the spot to back the Bucks, and when they lost that game, that taught me a lot about Tampa. I'm done betting this team, especially as a favorite, especially a 5.5 on the road. So I could see myself betting Miami. That would be a lean for me, especially if we get to 6 somehow. I'll be on the Dolphins.
You are a very brave man for wanting to sign up for the Quinn Ewers experience, and I give you a lot of credit for that. But you're right about Tampa. I've been out on this team for weeks because it felt like for so long, you mentioned the 5-1 start. It felt like for about 5 weeks after that, too, we were still giving them a ton of credit for that early season stretch where the numbers just, whether it was the week-to-week spread or the season numbers, just weren't matching up with the play on the field, and that's all come crashing down and become very prevalent, especially these last couple of weeks. I can't get there with the Dolphins. I give you credit. I'm way good, but I certainly see where you're coming from here. And do you think it's over for Todd Bowles? Are we finally going to get like the next era of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Like, how badly are they kicking themselves right now, sitting here with Todd Bowles, and meanwhile, Liam Cohen's down the road doing what he's doing? Like, Tampa's got to be absolutely just kicking themselves, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, even Canales, right? The guy in their own division.
Yeah.
I mean, he might beat him out to win that NFC South. So they've had two good offensive coordinators the last couple of years. Certainly Cohen looks like he's the real deal. Bowles is an interesting one. I think there's definitely a chance. If they don't win that division, wouldn't be surprised if Tampa ends up moving on. It kind of feels like another guy. Maybe it's run its course there with the Bucs. From the Miami Dolphins, though, Jake, to the Miami Hurricanes, I want to talk some college football playoff with you. And we'll start with the Cotton Bowl on Friday. It's New Year's Eve, which I think is on like a Tuesday. Wednesday. December 31st, 7:30 p.m. out in Dallas. Ohio State, 9.5-point favorite right now in BetMGM against Miami. The total in the game is 42.5. So what are your initial thoughts here on Ohio State and Miami?
I know it's a big spread, PJ. I love Ohio State. I'm laying it. I don't care. How do you, after coming off that Miami game against A&M, how are they scoring? How are against this Ohio State defense, you barely scored against A&M, and now you expect me to believe that you can keep up with Ohio State's defense? I know we have our concerns about the Ohio State offense, and now Ryan Day is going to be calling plays because it's the annual Ryan Day wants to be at the front of things here and start calling the plays, whatever. But I don't see how Miami scores in this game and on this defense. I'm fine laying the 9.5. Maybe I'm overthinking and it should just be a Miami team total under or something in that vein instead. But I think Ohio State's got this in the bag.
So I'm glad you bring up the Miami team total under. Kate and I were talking about that yesterday. It's right now, it's 16.5. The under is juiced to -135. Jake, do you want to take a guess at how many times an opponent has scored more than 17 points against Ohio State this year?
Oof. One.
How about zero?
Damn it!
Not a single team has scored more than 17 points against Miami. And now I'm supposed to believe that an Ohio State team off of a loss with multiple weeks to prepare going up against Carson Beck is going to give up more than 17 points. I can't see it. Miami's a super talented team. They arguably have a top 10 pick on both lines of scrimmage. Reuben Bain on defense. They're a terrific offensive lineman. Malachi Toney's an electric wide receiver. I like their running back, Mark Fletcher, a lot. Carson Beck's just got to make plays in this game. He's got to. And I don't trust him to against that. Like, it's just that simple. I do not trust him to make plays against this Ohio State defense. That was also my takeaway from the A&M game, you know, is Jake, like, that was the big story, man, for me in round one. I mean, we knew Oregon was going to win. We knew Ole Miss was going to win. But in the other games, Bama, Oklahoma, and A&M, Miami, where we didn't know who was going to win. Both of those games, we knew either team could go either way. The big story was which quarterback made the big mistake. In Oklahoma, Bama, it was John Mateer with the pick six. And in A&M, Miami, it was Marcel Reed. He fumbled inside the Miami 25, and then he had the interception to end the game in the end zone. Ty Simpson didn't have a turnover. Carson Beck didn't have a turnover. And it's that simple. That's why those teams won. So Miami, I mean, look, it's very simple. Like, this isn't, you know, some crazy theory. They got to force turnovers, and they have to take care of the football. The problem is they're just – Ohio State's defense is so good, and Carson Beck is going to have to make plays – through the air. And I mean, look, the only team to beat Ohio State this year had the Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback, right? And they had a terrific defense. Miami's defense, I think we can all see, is very good. And I think they're going to be able to get stops. I think they're going to be able to maybe hold this Ohio State offense in check for a little bit. Jake, I don't know how they score points, man, in this game. So I'm with you. Maybe it is way too easy with that team total under for Miami when nobody has scored more than 17 points on Ohio State. I don't care. I'm still going to bet it at 16.5. And I would also lean your way at 9.5 as well. I think that loss is going to do a lot of good for Ohio State. That time off is going to do a lot of good for Ohio State. And, you know, Sayan's a really good young quarterback. Losing that game to Indiana, Jake, you know, we talk about this a lot with like Gonzaga. When they get to March Madness a lot of years and they don't play anybody in their conference for like 3 months, right? Then they get into a one and done tournament. It's a tie game with 5 minutes to go. And the Zags like haven't gotten any experience playing in those kind of games. And they more often than not lose those type of games. Ohio State, you know, nobody really challenged them all that much this season for four quarters. So to finally kind of get that experience, get some reps, see the things that they did wrong, maybe some things that they did right, I think that's going to help them as they go into the playoffs here. But I don't know if they're going to need it for this game. Because like you, I kind of lean towards laying the 9.5 with the Buckeyes.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I just think that it's that easy. We talked about it with the Bills and the Eagles. Is it just this easy? Sometimes in college football, as opposed to the NFL, it is just that easy. Because we were already talking about Miami potentially fraudulent, even being in the playoff. So I'm just going to go with the best defense. You mentioned a couple times, Carson Beck's got to make the plays. Well, if Carson Beck was capable of making the plays, would he have transferred from Georgia to Miami? Probably not. So here we are.
Here we are. Also, you know, as somebody who picked Ohio State to win the national championship, would be really cool if they won that game. But I'll be betting them to cover as well. So I'm with you. That gets things going on New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Day, we get a triple header highlighted by the game. If I take my, you know, fanness aside, I'm very excited. I'm very excited for Oregon and Texas Tech, Jake. I think this game is going to be a banger. The Ducks are a 1.5-point favorite in the Orange Bowl. If you want to just bet them on the money line, they're minus 125. The total in the game, though, is 52.5. Kind of all expected that we would get this matchup when the bracket came out. We knew JMU probably wasn't going to beat Oregon and Eugene, and it would be Texas Tech versus Oregon. We are here, and I think you alluded to earlier who you like in the game. So who do you like, and why do you like?
PJ, I love Texas Tech in the spot. I am obsessed with the Red Raiders. I'm biased. I have some Texas Tech from a couple weeks ago. I have some, me and Sammy and Joe, we played some Texas Tech over Georgia exactas. We did the vice versa as well. I love Tech, and I love them even more as dogs in this spot. If they were favored, I'd be a little nervous, but I love that it continues to be the, oh, well, the Big 12 can't possibly have a good football team. Oh, well, the Big 12, this is a fraudulent team. Oh, well, Oregon's from the Big 10 and one of the top conferences, and oh, they have Dante Moore. Okay, well, it obviously has to be Oregon. I know it's a short spread. It's basically a pick. I love Tech as dogs. I love the money line. I love the 1.5. You, PJ, because think of it this way. I think you have two insane coaches on each side of this game. We know Dan Lanning is a maniac. Joe McGuire is an insane person, too. And so you know that it's up on the bulletin boards. It's up on the whiteboards. Like, they still don't believe in us. We're the number 4 overall seed, and they still don't think we're going to win this game. They still think that we don't deserve to be here. And you know bulletin board material has been up ever since this matchup was done. Ever since this matchup was set. So I love Texas Tech. I love that defense, especially now that Baron Morton's been healthy for a couple weeks straight. Love the offense. Love their head coach. Give me the Red Raiders. I think they went outright.
Can I get your best Red Raiders?
Oh, buddy, my guns are up. It's all West Texas, PJ Glasser. It is all West Texas. It always has been. Guns up. Let's go Red Raiders.
I just have the image in my head of Lee Corso like shooting off. I think it was.
Oh yeah,
he was doing the Oklahoma though. I think they were playing Texas Tech.
It was.
Maybe
he was
doing it with Texas Tech too. But I always have that image in my head. I too like Texas Tech. I think the play I like more so in the game though is the under at 52.5. I think it's too many points going up against that Texas Tech defense. I think Oregon's defense too. The way that you attack Oregon's defense, the only team to beat them this year was Indiana with Mendoza and some of those throws he can make on the outside. JMU was able to gash Oregon with some plays against their secondary as well. The way that you attack Oregon is through the air, and I don't know if Morton's going to be able to do that consistently enough. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I just think 52.5 is too high. So, like that under. Talk a little bit more about the side, and then we'll get to the Rose Bowl, Bama, Indiana, and then the Sugar, Ole Miss, and Georgia. More Bet Sweats, PJ Glasser, Jake Hassan, we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.